Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline, internet, blog, talk radio through the site, or however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. Facebook, Twitter, again, man, thank you guys. I can't thank you guys enough for tuning into the show and dealing with me every day, Monday through Friday. I don't get into you guys' lives on the weekends, so you know we're good with that, right? So let's keep it good, right? Let's keep it good. Now, today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And hey, don't forget to mention that I sent you guys, okay? Don't forget to mention that, because they want to track me, okay? So, anyway, today's word of the day, well, let's do the weather first. Right now it's 54 degrees in the ATL, and we had a high today of 57, and it was nice today. I mean, it was really nice today. And then tomorrow we're gonna have sunshine, 62 tomorrow. So it's gonna be really nice tomorrow as well. Sunday sunshine, high 66, even nicer than Saturday. Okay, And I'll be at the event tomorrow from 2 to 6 at the Atlantic Station. That's put on by Pitmasters, and we'll be drinking beer, we'll be drinking bourbon, and we'll be eating barbecue. Okay, I'm going to take a lot of pictures, and I'm not sure if I can upload those to the site, but maybe I'll upload those, some of those pictures, to the site or to my Facebook page. That's something else, guys. I'm gonna start another Facebook page, just for the show. Okay, I'm gonna start another Facebook page just for the show, and we're gonna run everything through there. Okay, and so you know, get ready for that. But I'll announce all that stuff that's coming up. It's exciting. It's Friday, right? I can't get over myself, right? I can't get over myself. Today's word of the day is nondescript. Nondescript. Nondescript is an adjective, and it means belonging or appearing to belong to no particular class or kind. Okay. Not easily described is what it is. And then the second meaning says lacking distinctive or interesting qualities. You can be dull or drab, you know. I mean, some people are like that. Or you think that they're like that, nondescript, you know, dull and drab. But really, you know, once you get to know them and they kind of open up, you'll be like, oh, man, you kind of like a possum. You sitting over there, a possum, you sitting over there like you. Like you don't talk and you're shy, then all of a sudden you hit that button that they're interested in, and they just, boom, they just go off the handle. But that's nondescript, okay? You take that word and use it however you want to, right? But anyway, so today is Friday. I hope you guys have had a great week at work. You know, I had a great week at work. And remember, now next week we'll be going to the maybe to 10:30 a.m. show. Okay, next week we'll probably be going to a 10:30 a.m. show. I have to change things up for a couple of weeks. All right, that's fine, and I hope that works out, you know, for most of you guys. All right. Anyway, let's get into the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's 516-531-9483. It's the number to the show. You can call that number and listen to the show. Or the operator asks you if you'd like to talk to the host, press number 1 on your keypad, and then that'll alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will certainly put you on the air. Okay, so let's get into today's show. Let's look at what today's episode is. Okay, of course it's Free Fall Friday, and that means that you guys can call in, press number 1 on your keypad. I'll put you on the air, and you can talk about anything you want. Okay, anything you want. I don't care what it is, sports, politics, movies, you know, lawn care. I don't care what it is, but you can call me and, you know, I don't know. You can call me and talk about whatever you want. Okay. I do have something that I wanted to talk about. And you guys can, like I said, you could press the number 1 at any time. That way you can get into the show on the air, and you can talk about whatever you want. Again, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. All right? You get that? A little about a lot and a lot about a little. So if you guys call in with anything, I may know a little something about it. Right? So, and what I wanted to talk about, a friend of mine asked me to ask this question to the audience. If your wife or a husband tried to commit suicide, what would you do? Think about that. Okay? And you know, what I'm talking about is the aftermath of a husband or a wife that tried to commit suicide. And what happened was this, you know, this person told me that one of their friends, husband, tried to commit suicide. Okay. And she asked me, she asked me, what would I do if my wife tried that and didn't, you know, of course, didn't succeed at it, but tried it. Now, this guy tried it and he didn't succeed at it, but, you know, they're not sure what she's going to do from this point forward. But all I can tell you guys is that, you know, that was out the blue. You know, that was thrown to me out the blue. So I threw it to you guys out of the blue. Right? So what I'm saying is, if you know, because this was thrown to me out of the blue, I couldn't really react. All I could say was, is that, you know, and immediately my wife popped into my eyes, popped into my head. You know what I'm saying? And all I can say is that we got to get help. You know, that's all I could think of, is that we got to get help. We got to find someone who can help us out of this, because obviously, you know, something bad has gone wrong. Right. So, you know, you need some professional help. You got to find out what the problem is and try to fix it. Man, you know, you can't just walk away. I mean, I've been in the game too long to walk away. It means too much. So that, you know, that's all I could think of, is that, no, that I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't walk away, because we got to find out what the problem is. And I wouldn't take that and run away with it, because, you know, or leave, because, you know, that person could attempt it again. Or, you know, if you made a rash decision like that, to walk away from your husband or your wife because they tried to commit suicide, then, you know, you may have escalated the problem right there. Because you left, then that kind of fueled their fire. You know what I'm saying? That kind of fueled their fire. If you picked up and left at that point, whatever they were going through or whatever they are going through, you just escalated it by leaving. That didn't do anything. All that, you know, nothing positive, you know, I'll say. That didn't do anything positive to help the situation. That fueled a fire. So if they were having some kind of breakdown or some kind of depression they're going through, or some anxiety, whatever the problem is, when you left, that fueled that anxiety, that fueled that depression. And then they could easily say, I'm going to go on and go through with this. Right? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't turn my back on my wife if that happened, if she tried that. You have to stay there. You have to try to figure out what the problem is. I mean, if you're going to walk away, that means that you don't love that person. you don't need to be in that person's life. Well, I don't know how long y'all been together or whatever, but you know, if they're your wife or your husband, hopefully you're in love with that person. Okay, so hey, you know, you got to hang on. You got to find out what the problem is. And then, you know, I think she said that what if, you know, what if you came home another night and that person's standing there with a gun trying to kill you along with them? I'm like, well, you know, no one can predict the future. And what I mean by that is, you know, if that's going to happen, then that's going to happen. That's your role, right? The role that God had for you. That's your path, right? Whatever happens tomorrow is your path. That's where you're going. It's already set. It's already set in stone and everything. You just got to live it. So, you know, if you walk out on them, you're fueling the fire. You have to stay there. You have to love on that person, and you have to get them some help. I'm talking about professional help. Y'all going to have to go see somebody and find out. Try to dig into that and find out what the problem is. If you can find out what the problem is and have a solution for it, that person may walk out of there. You know, the person who was trying to commit suicide, that person may walk out of there, out of that office, feeling like a new person, can go on with life. Because now, hey, it's not that bad. Really, honestly, it's not that bad. You know, and so if it's not that bad, don't try that. Guys, you'll never get into a situation where, I don't personally, that you'll get into a situation where it got that bad where you don't want to live anymore. You know, and just get some help. Just talk to somebody. You have to do that. 516-531-9483. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Hey, press the number one on your keypad. Talk to me. Give me some feedback on how you guys feel about this. You know, what would you do if you were in that guy or that lady's, the lady or the man's shoes? Okay, what would you do? You know, and a lot of people can say, hey, I know what I do. I do this, I do that. But you never know until you're in that moment. Okay, you never know until you're in that moment. So we can say what we want to do and say what we're going to do, but we never know what's going to really happen until you're in that moment. Now, I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 283. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
What's up, Frank? This is Ward from Atlanta.
Ward, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, it's good to hear you. Always good to hear you. Everything's good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Your family doing all right?
Everybody doing good, man. Everybody doing good. I just know you done got down on a deep topic this Friday. You done got down on a deep topic this Friday.
Deep topic? And, I told my daughter, I said, this going to shock everybody right here.
Right. Because, again, you know, if you've been together that long and one of you all are trying to commit suicide, that would just rock your world because, again, you know, you think that that person ought to be able to talk to you, or you would hope that if something is that bad, that I would know about it up front. And just to be shocked like that, I just don't know how you'd handle something like that outside of getting some professional help.
Man, I know. And you know, when she asked me that question, I was like, man, where did that come from? But, you know,
yeah, now
that's
again,
all
you know,
I could.
After having, after having all these years of, you know, behind you now, you're just thinking that, you know, look, if a man can't be that bad, look here, we came into the relationship with no money and nothing, so now it just should never get this bad no matter what.
Right. Right. We've been there before.
That's right. We've been there before. It ain't nothing that we just can't, you know, turn over and trust each other to handle. Did I do something? Did I put you in this position? What's going on? So, yeah, you got to get some professional help. You got to get some, you know, some religious help. You got to get, you know, you just got to get some help, man.
Yeah, you definitely got to get some help, man. You got to get some help quick. And like I was saying, like I was telling her, you can't walk out. That's the last thing to do.
That's right. Because, again, like you said, you may be escalating the situation and making it even worse. So you can't walk out. You can't walk out after all them years. You know, if you're thinking about it, if you have that many years invested, you just can't walk out like that.
Yeah. That's not even in the equation, really. You know, you just can't walk out.
Well, it's good talking to you, Frank, and I always checking out your show. So keep up the good work, man, and you take care of yourself.
Hey, well, Ward, I appreciate you listening, man, and stay with me, man. Be good. All right.
You know, I will. Later.
All right. So that was a great call. Now I have another caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Let's see. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Smokey.
Smokey!
What's going on, man? I was, I just heard the caller before me, and he was saying a lot of what I was going to say as well, but then I was looking at it from a perspective of, now, me personally, I would not leave, but, you know, there's some people who will, and if you look at with the way everything is going these days, guys and women, you know, are killing the families and everything. And somebody who is, you know, strongly thinking about that when that happened, then you would have to be in that situation as far as looking at how this person was acting when they was about killing themselves. Did they point the gun at you at any time? Are they blaming you for anything? So it's a lot of more things that goes into it, maybe to, you know, some people who decide to leave. You know, it just ain't just a cut and dry thing that you have to stay in which I agree that, you know, if you've been in it that long and you love someone, you're going to stay around. But they would have to get off from around me and have to go into a institution somewhere, you know, to get some help because I just wouldn't feel comfortable with the kids and everything. You know, you don't know how deep it is. So you do have to get professional help, but you have to be on guard to make sure that you protect yourself and your kids and remove yourself from that situation.
Right. I feel you right there. That's a good point.
It's just a hard thing, man. You know, something like that gotta have you rattled. You wouldn't know which way to go, and then you're going to have everybody in your ear telling you what you should do. And that's going to even be more confusing for you to try to make up your mind as far as which way you should go. But even if you remove yourself physically from the situation, you can still be there emotionally and support them and, you know, try to get, you know, help get them back on track.
Right. And you know, when you think about it, somebody's going through this right now.
A lot of people are.
Right.
More than we probably ever know.
Right. as we speak. You know,
right next to you.
Huh?
Right next door to you. It may be going on.
Yeah, it could be going right next door to you, but it's happening somewhere right now.
Sure.
And you know, I mean, we have to make decisions every day on all kinds of stuff. But you know, when something like this come into your life, man, you know, it's hard to think about anything else.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I can't speak for sure because I haven't been in this situation, but I would think if you've been together for, you know, many years, and before a person gets to that point, even if you don't know that this is the point that they're getting to, I'm just thinking you have to notice something, you know, about them, that they are distraught about something or been upset lately or on a regular about something. It's been some signs, and a lot of times we just miss those signs, and in hindsight, we be like, oh, okay, I saw it coming,
yeah,
but I just didn't pay attention to it. You just think that he, well, you know, he just mad today or whatever, you know, but
right,
you need to talk about a lot more things than people realize, especially with men, because we don't like to talk, and, you know, especially when something is bothering us. Most men be trying to just handle that on their own or whatever, but stuff build up over a period of time. And, you know, this is what sometimes happens, especially these days.
Man, I tell you, man, I feel for those people, man. That's a really tough situation right there, man. I feel for those people. I know so many people, man, are sick, you know, mentally or whatever, and have all kind of thoughts running through their minds and stuff all the time. But, man, you know, I just knock on wood that never come through my family. You know what I'm saying? And, man,
yeah,
that's a tough situation, man.
But now, I have had a nephew who was in a car accident. They had to get him out with the jaws of life, but he still never, had his CAT scan or whatever. And, like,
yeah,
a month later, he ended up shooting himself in the head, and he was hearing voices and stuff, you know. But what I wanted to ask you was, okay, if you went through something like that, and, you know, say they got counseling or whatever, and everything seemed to be getting back to normal, I would think that for the rest of that relationship, I still would have that on my mind. And I'll be watching real closely to see if any changes are occurring with person behavior.
Right, because, I mean, you'll probably never forget about it. Okay, you'll probably never forget about it. But, you know, you'll always dance around it. If it come up, you'll try to stay away from it as much as you can. But yeah, you'll never forget about it.
And every time they get upset, you're going to be,
yeah,
on edge. You're like, what's going to happen next? So
yeah,
that'll be hard for the rest of your life together, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think anything trumps the, you know, the love you have for your husband or wife. Of course, people love different levels or whatever, but I don't think anything trumps the love that you have for your husband or your wife. And you know, me saying that, you know, you in it for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no matter what happens, you know, you got to be in it for the long haul. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, you want her to stay with you and help you as much as she can and whatever, you know, you want to get better with her around. And so you know, tough, man. It's tough smoking. Hey, but I appreciate your call, man. And, hey, stay up on the show, man.
Oh, you know it.
All right.
You know it, man.
So again, you know, the caller's right on point. Both callers right on point with, you know, what I was saying. And you just have to be that way. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. All you guys who are listening online, you guys can grab your phone, call in, and just press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air just like everyone else, right? And you know, saying this to my audience, I'm saying is that when you call in, because a lot of people tell me, Frank, I don't want to call in and talk in front of a lot of people. Well, I want you guys to feel comfortable calling in. So, you know, if I know you, if you're on a personal level, if you're a friend of mine, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to ask you about your family. We're going to talk a little bit. And so everyone else can understand who's calling, who we're talking to. Hey, that guy sounds like a friend of Frank's. Who was that guy? That's what people ask me at work. A lot of people listen to the show from work. They say, who was that guy that called in? He sounded like he knew you. Well, that's the way it is, and that's what I want. That's how I want everyone to feel when they call into the show. It's just you and I talking together over the cell phone, so to speak. But everybody can hear it. Okay. So anyway, we're good. We're good, right? 516-531-9483. Now, a few more people joined the show just a few minutes ago. And it's Free Fall Friday, guys. So you can actually call in and talk about anything, whatever you want. You don't have to talk about the wife and husband committing suicide or whatever. And but you know, you guys can talk about anything you want. Sports, politics, whatever. Well, you know, the politics thing, I'm kind of sick of it. All this Trump stuff, you know, hey, whatever they going to do, they going to do. I can't do nothing about that, right? You know, people call Trump idiot, all this stuff, but hey, it is what it is. But for everyone out here, remember that Monday we're going to go to a 10:30 a.m. show. You know, well, just wait to get the word. I'll send out on Monday. Wait to get the word and see when I'm going to do the show. And tomorrow, remember, guys, I'll be downtown at the Atlantic Station. I think they got like 75 tickets left for this event. I'll be downtown at Atlantic Station from 2 to 6 at the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival or event or whatever put on by the Pitmasters. I'm laughing because I'm so excited about this. I don't think I've ever been to a like a all you can eat and all you can drink barbecue. I mean, of course you go to a friend's house and you know, you go to a friend's house, it's pretty much all you can eat, right? And it might not be all you can drink, but it's pretty much all you can eat. And but I'm going to all you can eat, all you can drink bourbon, all you can drink beer. Okay? And that's tomorrow. And hey, you guys can come easily and come on down and pay your money, print off your ticket, and come on down. I have, you know, me, my wife, and I got a buddy going with me tomorrow. So we're going to have a good time. 2 to 6. And I got a day or so to recuperate before I got to go back to work on Monday. That's it. Beer, bourbon, and barbecue. When y'all get a chance, Google that and check it out. They got pictures and all kinds of stuff on there. And, you know, you can read the menu and how many. They got 40 different bourbons and 60 different beers they're going to have down there. Oh, man. And I'm not driving. So I can kind of get a little loose tomorrow. Okay. So, but anyway, it's Friday, guys. I'm going to close out. I got to go to some kind of birthday dinner or something that somebody invited us to. So, I guess I'll go. I'll go to this birthday dinner and hang out for a little while. But it's Friday, guys. Hey, be careful. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you guys Monday. Look for my show notes on Monday for the time of the show. Hey, take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer. Clothes. Go. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, life monopoly. Go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me whip up, still keep real and same. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry.